Hello Audioboom, so this is my free recordings worth, and today I'm going to be talking about how much I'm going to miss this platform, because today I was I realized how easy it is to use Audioboom, and you know how well it good it is, you know, well it or good it was, how good it was, should I say, because it's all going downhill really. But yeah, because today I was walking down the street coming home from work, you know, sort of like thing, and I thought I'd do a bit of a post on Anchor about, you know, something about a feature that I'd noticed on Anchor that, you know, that had me really curious and a little bit amused. And I thought I'd talk about it and sort of I thought I'd do it, you know, as a walk from, you know, walk home, and you know, do what as I do my shopping and stuff like that. And I realised that with Anchor, one of the things that I really didn't like about, you know, about using it was the fact. I mean, the thing I liked about it was the fact that you can put it up to your ears and it'll just start recording, and you know, as if you're talking on the phone, which is great because I can then pretend I'm talking on the phone. It doesn't have to look like I'm talking into my phone, if you know what I mean. You know, with the close, you know, up near my face, sort of like thing, how I would with Audioboom or whatever, you know. It's not like I've got it down, you know, sort of not necessarily near my face, but you know, that I'm holding it in a certain way, you know, that makes it look a bit strange, like, in, you know, and make it look like I'm talking to my phone, you know, sort of like thing. But with Anchor, it's like, you know, you can put it to your ears and, you know, and it'll be like, it's almost as if you're talking on the phone, like, so you can, you know, you don't have to feel so self-conscious about it, because I'm one of these people who are really self-conscious about, you know, recording things and, you know, looking a bit weird, you know, talking to nothing in particular, and you know, and talking to air, sort of like thing. But yeah, so that's one of the good things. But I also noticed, like I was gonna say, that when I'd gotten to one of the shops, I thought I wanted to sort of pause it, you know, sort of like thing, like I would with normally with Audioboom. Like if I'm out and about and with Audioboom and I'm recording, I normally pause it when I get to a shop or something like that, or when I get to certain places, which I realised I couldn't actually do that with Anchor. And it was like, well, I couldn't pause it, and I could pause it, but what I couldn't do is I couldn't save it. There was nowhere to actually save it. And I was like thinking, well, what do I do now? You know, do I just delete it or post what I've got at the moment? You know, but I thought to myself, well, that'd be a bit strange, isn't it, if I posted, you know, like half of what I've said and then tried to come back to it and, you know, carry on. It just wouldn't work. You know, it would sound a bit strange then, you know, because surely you'd hear the pause in the two posts and stuff. But I don't know, there was no way to record, there was no way to save the recording like you could with Audioboom. You can actually save it in a draft and stuff, and then you can come back to it later and then replay it once you're out on the street again and stuff, which was kind of a useful feature for me, and Anchor doesn't really have that, which is a little bit disappointing. Although I'm not going to say that I don't necessarily like Anchor. It's interesting, but I don't know. I think I prefer Audioboom more than I do Anchor, I think. So, but with Anchor, it is a bit complex. And yeah, it's going to take a lot of getting used to, I suppose. And I think I'll have to just keep using it to get used to it. But at the moment, I'm not really 100% keen on it, you know, yet. I'm not mad about it. I can't really get my words out today because I'm in one of those moods where I'm just tired and can't really think straight, and I'm exhausted. I'm really exhausted. But yeah, see, I've forgotten what I was talking about. I lose my train of thoughts. It's terrible, really, really terrible. I wouldn't say I'm overly crazy about it, and you know that I'm, you know, a big fan of Anchor, but I wouldn't say that I don't like it either. It's just one of those things that I'm just still trying to get used to and still, you know, trying to make my mind up about it. But I have to say I do prefer Audioboom, you know, more. I have to say, I haven't found anything better than Audio Boom so far. But unfortunately, like I say, I can't keep Audio Boom. I can't keep it. Since I can't keep a free account, I can't keep it. You know, so... which is a real big shame, because I did like this app. I really did. But I can't stick with it if I'm having to pay for it monthly. That's just not going to do. You know, it's not going to work for me. So it's a bit of a shame, really. But yeah, bit of, yeah, I don't really know what else to say. It's just, I will miss it in a way. There are things about this app that I will miss, you know, like being able to pause and then save drafts and, you know, and I like the fact that it's 10 minutes long. I kind of like that 10 minutes, you know, it's just about right. Kind of. Sometimes I do talk even more, you know, I do talk quite a lot and I go over the limit, but other than that, mainly it is actually 10 minutes is about enough, and whereas Anchor, it's only 5 minutes, you know, you only get 5 minutes, and with Anchor, I find that you have to have the phone in a certain position in order for it to record, otherwise it stops recording if you sort of nudge it in the wrong position or something like that, you know. I know some people have said, or it does say, that you have to hold on, and you have to hold on in order for, you know, you have to keep holding the button in order for it to record and stuff. But you can actually do it without having to hold the button, and you don't necessarily have to put it to your ears. You can put it out flat, but it's got to be in a certain position, in a certain way, in order for you to do that, you know. In order for you to be able to do that without having to hold the, you know, press and hold the button, or have it to your ears. So, you know, that's a bit, yeah. I'm not really sure what to make of that. I'm not really sure that I like that as well. But it's not a bad app, you know. I do like how it's really nice and bright and colourful. I like the colours on it and stuff. And my profile is a bit on the purple side. Well, it's not exactly purple, but it has a bit of purple. Purple, it's in between purple and blue, kind of that purpley bluey kind of shade, and I like that. I quite like that. And it's got, you know, some of the buttons on it are purple on my profile, like my station. So the play button is actually purple and stuff like that. So that's, you know, kind of nice. It's kind of good. I like that. I like the fact that I can personalize it a little bit and stuff. And I like how. I like how, you know, I'm one of these people, I have to look at, you know, when I'm listening to a boo, or when I'm listening to a recording and stuff, I always end up having to look at the screen. I don't know what it is, I just like to look at the screen. And what makes, you know, looking at the screen on Anchor interesting is, and this is the feature that I was talking about earlier, is the fact that you see like little... objects falling from the top of the screen to the bottom. You know, they just fall out of nowhere. They just come out of nowhere and they just fall. It's kind of funny, and it's kind of interesting to see that. You know, I kind of like watching things move, you know, on the screen. I like to see things move on the screen because that kind of helps with focus a bit as well. You know, it'll stop my mind kind of wandering. I think it helps. I think it does, because I'm one of these people who have really low concentration, and my mind, it does wander, and I can't deal with just auditory things, you know, or, you know, audio. I can't concentrate when it's just sound alone. Sometimes I need something there, you know, sort of like thing. So that kind of helps and stuff, and then you can see, well, as you're listening to the recording, also there's like little waves that move around, you know, they kind of move, they're like in a little wave kind of thing, like water, you know. I don't know how to explain it. It's like little waves that move from side to side or something, you know, in a, like a wavy, like water waving, you know, like going up and down sort of thing. I don't know how else to explain it. But yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of interesting to watch, you know, and, you know, while you're listening to posts and stuff like that. So yeah, no, it does have its interesting points, and it does have its bad points. I do like how you can add little bits of music as well to your posts and stuff. So yeah, you know, some of it is interesting, like I say. But it will take a lot of getting used to as well at the same time. That's my free recording.